Do you know something? Heaven will never reveal there was a problem with him. It'll never be. It will always show that when something didn't work, it was you and I. It is our heart. And that brings us to the springboard. I think I called it in the outline. The springboard from which we're going to go into the life of Samson tomorrow morning. Look at this verse from Isaiah. And I'm sure you've seen it. Isaiah chapter 1. And let's read it together. And I hope that you'll pray over it tonight. I hope that the first time that you've seen this verse is not just now, here, as I speak of it from the platform. If ye be willing and obedient. Now listen to this. The one that made the heavens, the one that created the universe, the one that created you, has made such a statement. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And we look at a verse like that and say, why does a Christian ever have a problem in his or her life? With such a promise as this, how is it that some that we know and some that may be in this room come here with things mixed up and turned around and twisted? How do we ever have problems? Well, you're just like Emil and John and Tony and myself and David. We sometimes are not willing. And God knows it. In the Western culture, we've been taught that yes might mean no. And no might mean yes. I'll tell you something, God doesn't deal that way. Willing with Him means that. Submitted. In subjection to. My will bowed to His desires. And young people, it means nothing less than that. There's no gray areas with the God that we belong to. We create gray areas. There are none with Him. Can I prove it? Look at the next verse. But if ye refuse. Wait a minute, Chuck, that's awful strict. Aren't there some areas between being willing and refusing? You're pretty straight-laced. You've got it wrong. It's not my word. It's God's word. And He says what He means. And oh, dear young people, He means what He says. So it's either a matter of being willing. It's a matter of refusing. Nothing else in the verses that we've seen. But listen, He says, if you be willing and obedient. Ah, that's nice, isn't it? To see the one who said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. The one that said, I do always those things that please the Father, that those very characteristics would be coming out in His children as we're left here in this world. Isn't that something? Listen to the promise that He makes. If you be willing and obedient, if you read the outline, you'll see it doesn't say you might. It doesn't say you could. It says you shall. And it's as sure as the one that made the promise. Now I said to some this afternoon, I like to parallel this verse with a verse in the New Testament that we can make the link we probably, most of us here, I'm probably, there's a couple of us here that are farmers. Most of you would say, well, what do you mean eat the good of the land? I'm not a farmer. That's not me. Do we want a verse from the New Testament? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your intelligent service. Now, I'll tell you something. There may be a lot of things that Emil can do, or John, or Tony, or David, or me. But I'll tell you what I can never do. I can never present your body to anyone. No. Wherever you come in contact, the greatest speaker you may ever hear, he cannot do that. You alone can do that. Have you? I remember hearing Dr. Patterson at Grove City years ago express in one of the readings that the presentation of my body to Christ to use for his service almost never happens at conversion. But it's later, down the road, having been saved, that I realize that the one that has saved me is worthy that my life would be given to him. Young people, where are we? Where are we? Is he the most important thing in our lives? Are his interests my interest? I'm not telling you don't have to go to school and you don't have to work. We have to do all of these things. We know it. But on top of the triangle are the things of Christ first, or are they maybe second or third? I don't know where he comes, but I know what is necessary. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen to this now. That ye might prove what is. Listen to this. Listen to what God's will is. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You mean that I'm to... Yes, that's not heaven. That's not in the glory. That's here upon this earth. And that is his desire for you and I. He wants to put his blessing upon your life. He wants to bless you.